Today is the 22nd day of April. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It's great to be here with you today. It's a pleasure and an honor. It's a joy to read the Bible, but it's truly a privilege to have a place like this to come and gather and move forward together. And we'll continue to do that as long as we have breath, as long as the Lord will allow. And so this is another day in our relationship with the Bible. We often think this is a book we need to read, and maybe that's what we're doing this year. Like, I'm gonna read the whole Bible. But I think that what we end up finding is that it's a relationship that we get into kind of with the Bible. And it guides and dynamically kind of speaks into our lives where we are. And so we keep coming to it because it keeps pointing us where we need to go because it's so easy to forget. So it's great to be here with you today. It's great to have the next step before us. We're in the book of Joshua at this point. And today we will read Joshua chapter 24. Kind of reviewing now as the land has been conquered and divided up and things are starting to establish themselves. Just a brief look back. Joshua chapter 24. Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem and summoned Israel's elders, leaders, judges, and officers, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago your ancestors, including Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates River and worshipped other gods. But I took your father Abraham from the region beyond the Euphrates River, led him throughout the land of Canaan, and multiplied his descendants. I gave him Isaac, and to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. I gave the hill country of Seir to Esau as a possession. Jacob and his sons, however, went down to Egypt. I sent Moses and Aaron, and I defeated Egypt by what I did within it. And afterward, I brought you out. When I brought your ancestors out of Egypt and you reached the Red Sea, the Egyptians pursued your ancestors with chariots and horsemen as far as the sea. Your ancestors cried out to the Lord, so he put darkness between you and the Egyptians and brought the sea over them, engulfing them. Your own eyes saw what I did to Egypt. After that, you lived in the wilderness a long time. Later, I brought you to the land of the Amorites who lived beyond the Jordan. They fought against you, but I handed them over to you. You possessed their land, and I annihilated them before you. Balak, son of Zippor, king of Moab, set out to fight against Israel. He sent for Balaam, son of Beor, to curse you, but I would not listen to Balaam. Instead, he repeatedly blessed you, and I rescued you from him. You then crossed the Jordan and came to Jericho. Jericho's citizens, as well as the Amorites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hittites, Girgashites, Hivites, and Jebusites, fought against you. But I handed them over to you. I sent hornets ahead of you, and they drove out the two Amorite kings before you. It was not by your sword or bow. I gave you a land you did not labor for, and cities you did not build, though you live in them. You are eating from vineyards and olive groves you did not plant. Therefore fear the Lord, and worship him in sincerity and truth. Get rid of the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and worship the Lord. But if it doesn't please you to worship the Lord, choose for yourselves today. Which will you worship? The gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living? As for me and my family, we will worship the Lord." The people replied, "We will certainly not abandon the Lord to worship other gods. For the Lord our God brought us and our ancestors out of the land of Egypt, out of the place of slavery, and performed these great signs before our eyes. He also protected us all along the way we went and among all the peoples whose lands we traveled through. The Lord drove out before us all the peoples, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will worship the Lord because He is our God. But Joshua told the people, "You will not be able to worship the Lord because He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions and sins. If you abandon the Lord and worship foreign gods, He will turn against you, harm you, and completely destroy you after He has been good to you." "No," the people answered Joshua, "we will worship the Lord." Joshua then told the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves, that you yourselves have chosen to worship the Lord." "We are witnesses," they said. "Then get rid of the foreign gods that are among you and turn your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." So the people said to Joshua, "We will worship the Lord our God and obey Him." On that day, Joshua made a covenant for the people at Shechem and established a statute and ordinance for them. Joshua recorded these things in the book of the law of God. He also took a large stone and set it up there, under the oak at the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said to all the people, "You see this stone? It will be a witness against us, for it has heard all the words the Lord said to us, and it will be a witness against you, so that you will not deny your God." And Joshua sent the people away, each to his own inheritance. After these things, the Lord's servant, Joshua, son of Nun, died at the age of 110. They buried him in his allotted territory at Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, north of Mount Gaash. Israel worshipped the Lord throughout Joshua's lifetime, and during the lifetimes of the elders who outlived Joshua and who had experienced all the works the Lord had done for Israel. Joseph's bones, which the Israelites had brought up from Egypt, were buried at Shechem, in the parcel of land Jacob had purchased from the sons of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of silver. It was an inheritance for Joseph's descendants. And Eleazar, son of Aaron, died, and they buried him at Gibeah, which had been given to his son Phinehas in the hill country of Ephraim. Luke 21, 1 through 28. He looked up and saw the rich dropping their offerings into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow dropping in 2 tiny coins. "Truly, I tell you," he said, "this poor widow has put in more than all of them. For all these people have put in gifts out of their surplus, but she, out of her poverty, has put in all she had to live on." As some were talking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, "These things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left on another that will not be thrown down." "Teacher," they asked him, "so when will these things happen? And what will be the sign when these things are about to take place?" Then he said, "Watch out that you are not deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Don't follow them. When you hear of wars and rebellions, don't be alarmed. Indeed, it is necessary that these things take place first, but the end won't come right away." Then he told them, "Nation will be raised up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be violent earthquakes and famines and plagues in various places, and there will be terrifying sights and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to bear witness. Therefore, make up your minds not to prepare your defense ahead of time, for I will give you such words and a wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will even be betrayed by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends. They will kill some of you. You will be hated by everyone because of my name. But not a hair of your head will be lost. By your endurance, gain your lives. When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then recognize that its desolation has come near. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. Those inside the city must leave it, and those who are in the country must not enter it. Because these are days of vengeance to fulfill all the things that are written. Woe to pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath against this people. They will be killed by the sword and be led captive into all the nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Then there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. And there will be anguish on the earth among nations bewildered by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and expectation of the things that are coming on the world, because the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift your heads, because your redemption is near. Psalm 89, 38 through 52. But you have spurned and rejected him. You have become enraged with your anointed. You have repudiated the covenant with your servant. You have completely dishonored his crown. You have broken down all his walls. You have reduced his fortified cities to ruins. All who pass by plunder him. He has become an object of ridicule to his neighbors. You have lifted high the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have also turned back his sharp sword and have not let him stand in battle. You have made his splendor cease and have overturned his throne. You have shortened the days of his youth. You have covered him with shame. Selah. How long, Lord? Will you hide forever? Will your anger keep burning like fire? Remember how short my life is. Have you created everyone for nothing? What courageous person can live and never see death? Who can save himself from the power of Sheol? Selah. Lord, where are the former acts of your faithful love that you swore to David in your faithfulness? Remember, Lord, the ridicule against your servants. In my heart I carry abuse from all the peoples. How your enemies have ridiculed, Lord. How they have ridiculed every step of your anointed. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Proverbs 13, 20 through 23. The one who walks with the wise will become wise, but a companion of fools will suffer harm. Disaster pursues sinners, but good rewards the righteous. A good man leaves an inheritance to his grandchildren, but the sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. The uncultivated field of the poor yields abundant food, but without justice, it is swept away. Okay, so as we're reading through the book of Joshua, we reached the conclusion of the book of Joshua today. And so as we finished, we bid farewell to Joshua and his part of the story as we continue forward. Joshua lived faithfully. He lived adventurously. He saw a lot. And he lived until he was 110 years old. And as his final days approached, he did the same thing that his predecessor Moses had done. by bringing the people together and making sure that they were reminded of who they were, where they came from, and where they were going. And at the end of his life, Joshua did similar things to Moses. He asked them to choose whether they would serve the Lord, and would they be in covenant? Would they forever reject anything else? And the people affirmed that they would. And Joshua was like, as for me and my family, we are going to serve the Lord. And the people are like, we will serve the Lord. And then Joshua said something that is important and striking and absolutely, absolutely as relevant when he spoke it as it is today. You are a witness to your own decision. I mean, what makes this powerful is that the people were agreeing that nobody else needed to witness. Nobody else needed to render a judgment or a verdict. Their lives would serve as a witness against them if they broke their promise. That's an important way to look at things. We are the witnesses for or against the faith that we claim we have, based on the way we actually truly live our lives. Like, an image is easy to present, but an image is not the truth. We can present an image about just about anything. I mean, if you've been on social media, you can be anything at any time that you want, pretty much. We can present an image of anything, but underneath the image is the truth. And that is so much of the message of our Savior Jesus Christ. Can you open your eyes and see the truth underneath what you are presenting? The way that we live today, the way that we conduct our relationships today, these are a witness for or against us and what we claim. The words that we say today will be a witness. When we go to bed tonight and lay our head on our pillow, we will have testified to what we actually believe about knowing God today. So if we can take that to heart and understand that our lives are a witness for or against what we say we believe, then may we take it to heart, as the children of Israel did. As we conclude Joshua, we will serve the Lord. We will obey the Lord alone. So, Father, we enter into that. We are so often challenged to look beneath the surface. And if we could just get that theme, that there's something going on beneath the surface, that we are typically presenting some sort of mask, but there is the truth beneath the surface. And that is where the life is. That's where the truth is. So we open ourselves to your truth, that we can say anything, but how we live is a witness for or against what we say we believe. May we take this darkness of that and really look in the mirror. Holy Spirit, come. Shine the light of truth into us, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It's the website. It's where you find what's going on around here. And so check it out. Check out the community section. This is where you can get connected in different places, but this is also where the prayer wall lives. And that's exclusive here. That's us around the global campfire, having the ability to pray for each other and hold each other up and encourage each other in our lives, no matter where we may be in the world and no matter what might be going on in our lives. A safe place for this community who are moving through the Bible in this year, to know that we're not doing it alone. That can be found in the community section, whether you're using the app or whether using the web. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that on the web. There's a link on the homepage. Or using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Thank you profoundly. The Global Campfire is here because we're here. We're all here together. So thank you deeply. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning. This is Wendy from Mississippi. I called in last Friday asking for prayer for my daughter-in-law's mother who is in hospice with cancer. I've got a praise and a prayer request on that. Praises the good Lord has taken Kelly home to be with him in heaven as of yesterday morning about 5 o'clock. But of course, the prayer request is to continue praying for this sweet family of mine, my son and daughter-in-law, who's lost her mother now at 28 years old, her sister, who's about 35, and her husband, and Kelly's 2 grandsons. I know this was expected for them, but death is never expected, especially when it's a close loved one. So I just ask that you please pray for this family in the coming days, months, in years, as this is going to leave a hole in their heart. And especially pray for next month, as it's Mother's Day coming up and my daughter-in-law's birthday and their first anniversary. So thank you so much for your prayers, and I pray for all of you as well.
Hey, continuously resting in prayer. This is God's Life Speaker. I was listening to you on the April, was it the 13th community prayer, and you were actually responding to Hands to Heaven. You were talking about, like, if, you know, are you really changed? Like, when you run into one of the enemies or different gang members or whatever it is, how's your body going to react? How will you physically react? And obviously the whole you, how are you going to react mentally? How you speak, how you think, what you do. And I would say to you, get ready. And you got to have that scripture weapon in your mouth, ready to come out on your heart, in your mind, and come in out your mouth. So 2 Timothy 4:2 says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Reproof, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. And the other one that we know partially, but we don't quote the whole thing, is 1 Peter 3:15. The first part is what we miss. But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. That means he surrender, acknowledge, and be hallowed and worthy in our heart first. But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you. So your account of hope has got to be ready, so that when you do run into these people, start praying for them now by name. Get ready. We're going to pray for you. Lord bless Trajan. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, Gabbers. This is Chicago Peg wanting to pray for you, my family. Oh, I'm so thankful. Thankful to God. And thankful to my friend Carmela several years ago for leading me through her friend Patty to the DAB. Hallelujah. So, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you. And I lift up Lauren. Lauren in Wisconsin was a first-time caller, asking a prayer for her friend Caroline. Caroline, 61 years old, is in hospice with radon poisoning. Caroline is a strong believer, and we come together in faith, believing. We're praying with Lauren for health and restoration, praying for comfort to bring Caroline to yes, according to your will, in Jesus, Jehovah. And we pray, continuing to pray for baby Sadie, Abba's daughter Sadie M, for your mom Brooke, yes, through that chemo and white blood count and all these things, we lift with you, our dear friend Sadie. And I'm praying for Jackie in Canada. Desperate prayer. Praying for Jackie and adding you to my list of people for jobs and finances and work. Your Jackie's business is struggling and in debt. Jackie says she's at her lowest and she has 9 employees. And oh, Heavenly Father, Jehovah Jireh, our gracious provider, we lift Jackie to you. In Jesus' name, trust in you. And this is Chicago Pet. I love you.
Hello again, Daily Audio Bible. This is Joyful in Virginia, and I was just listening to the April 13th community prayer, and I'm calling in for Not Shaken and Minnie Mouse. I'm praying for you, sister, and just got a sense while I was praying that, you know, this is a process, that it's a season that's long, but you will get through it. I'm kind of in that too, and I cling to the song, There Will Be Better Days. Lord, we just ask that you would surround them, that you would fill them, renew them, strengthen them, that fill them up. I pray for this job, that it would be just what she needs, and it would pay more than she could think or imagine, that she could get out of the systems, how the systems keep you down. And Lord, I pray against any princes and paladins that are fighting against, and even if it be that they need a new judge, one like the one that did this other case that was against her. So Lord, I just pray that you would strengthen them and keep them and encourage them, and thank you that you are right there with them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.